Today on Hands-On Photography, we're going to take a look at noisy photos. What exactly is image noise? How is it created? And what can you do to fix it in your post-processing? And I got an image that was sent to me that, you know what? It's quite fascinating. You know, he says it's a noisy image, but is it a noisy image? Y'all stay tuned and find out.
This is Twit.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club Twit. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club Twit Discord, a great clubhouse for Twit listeners. And finally, the Twit Plus feed with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit, and thanks for your support.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always. I love sitting down with you fine folks each and every Thursday to share different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post processor. And this week, I actually get the chance to share some feedback that comes from you, the loyal and awesome Hands On Photography listener and viewer. But before we get into that, I want to say hello and welcome to everybody that's catching the show for the very first time. Hello and welcome. Now, since you're here, go ahead and subscribe in your favorite podcast app. You know, if you go to our website, twit.tv/hop, that's twit.tv/HOP, you'll see that we're available on a lot of the podcast platforms, pretty much all of them, quite frankly. So you can go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, or subscribe on Spotify, or you can go to our YouTube channel. Yes, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe there. Whatever you do, once you subscribe, go ahead and leave a like, a rating, a comment, a star rating, all that algorithmic magical stuff that's going to help push this show up in the search results so more people can discover the show and help grow the Hands-On Photography community. I really appreciate you all doing all of that. So thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Okay, with that preamble out of the way, let's go ahead and get started on this week's episode. All right. So I got an email from a loyal listener, and I wanted to share it because first, they gave me consent to share said image, number one. And number two, I think it would be a nice teachable moment to not only help out the Hands-On Photography listener that sent it in, but everybody else that's been watching and listening to the show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and pull up that their feedback. And boom, here we go. The email reads, "Hi Ant and Hop Crew. So a few years back, I was taking photos for my daughter's school's soccer team, and feel free to share the photo. In the photo, you'll see what looks like noise, but those dots are actually bugs. Welcome to Texas, y'all. And because the sun was hitting them, they showed up in the photos. Is this the kind of thing what denoise is in Photoshop or Lightroom? I was very surprised when I saw them in the photos. Anyhow, thanks." And that comes from David Benedict. I believe Mr. Benedict has written in before or even shared some images in the past. So, yeah, shout out to you for being a loyal listener and contributor to the show. So thank you very much. Now, anyway, the image that he sent in is a pretty cool shot. I'm going to share it here momentarily. But let's talk about image noise before we get to that. So image noise is basically when you get your photograph and you look at it and it's really, really grainy, really, really grainy when you look at the final image. And typically you're going to see image noise when you're trying to shoot in a low light scenario. You're hardly ever going to see image noise in a well lit scene, bright daylight, what have you. You're just not going to see it because a lot of times the image noise comes from the cranked up ISO. Now, if you go all the way back to episode 2 or 3, one of those episodes where we talked about the exposure triangle. And if you look at ISO, the ISO is basically your camera's sensitivity to light. And when you have a low ISO number, it's because you're not necessarily needing your sensor to be really, really sensitive to light because you have plenty of light. But if it's dark outside, you tend to crank that ISO up. In particular, somewhere around F1600 or higher, Once you get to about, ISO 1600 or higher. But in particular, once you get to about, say, ISO 3200, things start to get a little bit tricky because noise starts to come in, especially if you're using a shutter speed that is really, really slow. So you have to have a shutter speed that's much faster, because the longer that shutter is open, you're going to be able to bring in more light, and that's going to bring in more heat, and that heat's going to create more noise on that image sensor. It's a lot of stuff to consider. But sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you have to shoot at a higher ISO. For example, I have some images that I'll share momentarily where I shot them at night. It's like street photography. And I had to crank it up to ISO 6400. And there's going to be some noise there regardless of how still that I was, because that's just the nature of that particular camera. Now, granted, ISO on cameras today is just much better. You see a lot of these camera manufacturers touting really, really high ISO numbers, you know, like up into the 200,000s and things like that. First off, don't be shooting that high in ISO. There's no need for that. If you got to shoot something that high, just go grab some lights. Okay. Find some lights. I don't care what you do. Find some light. That's just not necessary. But what they're saying is basically because they have that ISO rating that high, the typical ISOs that most people would use, somewhere between ISO 100 up to ISO 6400, it's going to be really, really usable, and you're not going to have to deal with so much image noise. That's basically all they're saying. Okay. Now, let's get to Mr. Benedict's image here. His image was shot in the broad daylight. So what he's dealing with, it sort of looks like noise, but it's not noise. And I appreciate him sending this in because, you know, if you look at it, you could think, well, maybe I could attack this in post-processing as it's noise, but we're going to see what happens when you do that. So what I'm going to do is hop on over to my screen and take a look at the image here. He sent it to me via Flickr. So Mr. Victor, if you can put up the Flickr page right now and show his image, you know, he shot it with like a Nikon D5000 at 170 millimeter focal length, ISO 400. And that way people can see his Flickr profile there and go out there and just follow him on Flickr. And heck, follow me too. I'm on Flickr. So yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and show his image here. So now I am inside of Affinity Photo, and this is the image that he sent. We talked about Affinity Photo a couple episodes back, getting started with it. And I went into the develop persona so I can work on this. And again, you have all of these different tools and options over here on the right hand side. And one of them is this details tab. And inside of this details tab, you get noise reduction. But before we get into that, just look at the image. If we look at these speckles and stuff going on in the background, that's the Texas insects that he was talking about. But when you look at it from this perspective, you know, sort of backed away, it does look like image grain. It does look like noise, really, really big noise, but it's definitely not noise. So I could see why he wanted to attack it as such. So let's see what happens when you start to work on it as if it's image noise. I'm going to zoom in on it just a little bit, click on this noise reduction tab, and just start to move this here luminance slider. And as I do that, what you should see is the image will start to smooth out and start to take that grain and noise of the image and just sort of flatten it out to where everything sort of blends together a lot better. So it doesn't look like jagged edges of noise all across the image. And when I did that, you will see that that affects the whole image, not just the noise, but it affects the children right here on the screen. Their skin is starting to be affected. Okay. So let me give you a little bit of before and after. So I'm going to take it all the way back. All right. So look at her skin. You can see there's a couple splotches right here from the insects and their little shadows passing through the sunlight there. And as I move this luminance slider up to reduce the noise, it blends in a little bit. So it's not a lot of like splotchy looking spots on her skin. but the overall quality of the image softened up. You lose a lot of detail when you start to get into noise reduction. So there's a bit of a push and a pull when it comes to doing noise reduction, because you have to balance, okay, I need to smooth this area out, but I need to make sure I retain details in the shirt, retain details in the hair and things of that nature. So you have a lot of different sliders to help give you that push and pull balance, if you will, when it comes to doing your noise reduction. So you can play around with these different sliders and see what's going to work best for your image. So that's one thing to look at, you know, but let's take a look at what noise really looks like in an image, because these are a couple images that I shot. Like, this is one that I shot a couple years ago at Adobe Max of M. Night Shyamalan and my man, Mr. Jason Levine. And inside of that theater is dark and they have the spotlights right on the stage. And sometimes I miss. Sometimes I miss on my settings, and I think I missed on this one because it's got some noise on it when you look at it. Look right here at his face. You see the noise right there in the background, the noise right here on his face. Now, granted, there may also be a little bit of chromatic aberration, but that's a whole other story to deal with. So let's do a little bit of noise reduction on it. I'm going to turn this little box off, and you can see how it's all really blocky right here in the background. And look at his face. There's just little red splotches and just doesn't look good. So let's turn it on and start to adjust it and push it up a little bit more. And yeah, we clearly got rid of the noise. It definitely looks better, but does the overall image look better? Look at his hair. His hair has softened up and it's just not as pleasing to the eye. So, okay, so we'll take a look at another image here. This was shot outside in the dark, legit low light scenarios. And I remember shooting this at ISO 6400. And if you zoom in on it, this is in Shanghai, China. Very, very cool city in China. And just look at all of this red, this chromatic aberration and noise. And it's just a speckled mess all over this image, you know, and that's zoomed in, of course. So it's going to look a lot bigger. And if I zoom out, I mean, rotate it. If I zoom out a little bit, you can still see it. So again, turn on that noise reduction. Let's see what happens. We'll just make some minor adjustments. And that looks a lot better. Now, but this is all using Affinity Photo and its noise reduction options inside of the Develop Persona. There's a couple other tools out there, of course. You have Lightroom, you have Photoshop and Capture One, and everybody's going to do their noise reduction a little bit differently. I enjoy working more so on the Photoshop side of things because there's a couple different tools, in particularly a tool that can help out Mr. Benedict's shot. So let me see if I can switch this over. Okay, so here's Photoshop, and this is Mr. Benedict's image. And it's a pretty fascinating image, being in the sunlight and you're seeing all of that grain in the background, and you're going to think it's noise, but it's not. So I brought it into Photoshop, and the first thing I did was went ahead and duplicate the layer so I can work non-destructively. So I'm going to work on over here on the right-hand side, this top layer, far as handling the noise reduction. And inside of Photoshop, you get a couple different tools. You have, you know, this filter option. It's got filter, noise, and noise reduction. And you also have this little feature called dust and scratches. Okay. But before I do that, I like to just make this a smart object, which allows me to really go back and forth in working with the different filters inside of Photoshop. So let's go back and just go ahead and say right click on the layer and then do convert to smart object like that. And it's going to think, and it has done just that. Okay, so now I can go over to the filter menu and select noise, and then I'll select reduce noise like so. Okay, and now reduce noise is up, and it looks like it already has some adjustments made on it. So let's pull the adjustments back just for the heck of it. And you get a preview here, and the preview looks okay, even with just a slight adjustment. So I'm going to pull it up a little bit more. And then I'm going to also select to pull up the preserved details. just to see what happens. Okay. And then we'll hit okay. And it's going to think. And as we look at it, it does look a little bit better. Not too much better, but it's a little bit better. We still can see a little bit of blotchiness showing up right here on this young lady's face there. So if I want, because I made this a smart object, I can go back into this filter and continue to make adjustments. So let's push this up on the strength side to say maybe 6, just to see what happens. And then we'll click OK. Photoshop's going to think and let us know how it looks. And yeah, that's getting better. Okay. But we still have all of this stuff that's just floating around. So why not just try to add this other filter? Go to noise, dust, and scratches. This is something you would typically use in product photography, but I found that it works really well in this scenario because those little bugs, they look like dust. So if I were to reset this all the way back to, you know, the minimal settings, you can see in the preview, the little speckles of bugs are right there. So I'm going to push the threshold up just ever so slightly. And then I'm going to adjust the radius. And as I adjust that radius, it gets really, really crazy, right? So that's way too much. So let's go back somewhere along. Let's try 5, 3. Yeah, so that's a little bit better. And it's not screwing up the image too terribly much. Okay. All right. And then there's another thing you can do is you can play around with these options here inside of the layers. Because you just added these filters and they're smart, you can drag and drop and see how it looks stacked on in a reverse order. Sometimes that does make a difference because of how the filters are applied. And it does look like that reduced noise being on the top layer there does make a difference. So I'm going to zoom out a little bit here on the image. Let's see. Zoom out. Come on, zoom out. Photoshop is just being slow today. All right. I can always just hit this hand tool like that. There. All right. So now I'm going to turn off the top layer so we can get a bit of a before and after. So this is the before. And then this is the after. And it may be hard for you to see on the video. But what I notice is if you look right here, you can tell there's some detail lost, but overall, those bugs are pretty much gone away. And that's just from doing some really minimal adjustments. So that's back to before. And you can see there's detail coming back into the shirt. And you can see all of these little bugs showing up here. And then I'm going to turn the layer back on that shows our adjustments. And those bugs are starting to fade away and be reduced in the image. Now, with that said, sir, you can do some selective adjustments regarding this particular image. If it comes down to it, you can do layer mask and just, you know, put these adjustments on, do a layer mask and just mask out your subject so they can pop through and still have more detail on them while the noise reduction and dust collection stuff, dust work is actually being worked on the other side of that layer mask. It's a couple of different things that you can do. And, you know, you can consider that it's going to be a little bit more work, but heck, it just may be worth it. We've talked about using layer masks in the past on the show. I want to say all the way back, like in the early episodes, like episode 16 or something like that. Mr. Victor and I, we had a lot of fun in the studio doing that show. So go back and check that out if you have some questions about using layer masks. Better yet, Mr. Victor has already got it up on the screen showing it to you right now. So perfect, because he's just good like that. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I hope that was helpful for you all, you know, because again, you need to understand what noise is before you figure out how to handle noise in your post-processing. And his image, it definitely looks like noise, but it was not noise. It's totally, totally different. He's not really creating noise in that particular scenario. But I really do appreciate him sending this in because I thought this was a fun project to work on. hey, if you want to be like Mr. David Benedict and send in your images and have image critiques or questions or comments, send an email to hop@twit.tv. Again, that email address is hop@twit.tv. I answer them as soon as I can at some point. I love hearing from y'all. And if you would want me to share an image of yours on the show, if I can, I will. And I will only do so if I have your written consent. Okay. So be sure to mention that in your email. Hey, give me a follow over on social media. I'm trying to boost my Instagram followers. So go follow me over there. I am @_Pruitt on Instagram. Hey, thanks to my man, Mr. Victor, for all of his work and support on this show. Always making me look and sound good, my man. And thank you to you, you loyal Hands-On Photography listeners and viewers. Please continue to share the show with other folks. Please continue to reach out to me via email and the socials. And we're just going to keep doing this each and every Thursday. All right, folks, I'm going to get out of here now safely. Create and dominate. And I'll catch you next time. Y'all take care.
Hey, I'm Rod Pyle, editor of Ad Astra Magazine. And each week I'm joined by Tarek Malik, the editor-in-chief over at space.com, in our new This Week in Space podcast. Every Friday, Tarek and I take a deep dive into the stories that define the new space age. What's NASA up to? When will Americans once again set foot on the moon? And how about those samples from the Perseverance rover? When are those coming home? What the heck has Elon Musk done now? In addition to all the latest and greatest in space exploration, we'll take an occasional look at bits of spaceflight history that you probably never heard of, and all with an eye towards having a good time along the way. Check us out in your favorite podcatcher.